The final budget for President Barack Obama has been submitted for fiscal year 2017. And according to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, there are several things he's hopeful that Congress will give close consideration to.
I sincerely hope that the Congress takes very seriously our request for full funding of AFRI. That is a pipeline to new innovation that's going to be beneficial not only to farmers and ranchers, but also to rural America. I sincerely hope that they take very seriously our request to expand our summer feeding program, because in the long run, that's an investment in America's future. I would hope that this would be the year that they finally indeed fix the fire budget so that we can maintain that natural resource that is fundamentally important to the future of our forests and the water, particularly in the western part of the United States. And I would hope that they would give some due consideration, serious consideration, to giving us an extra boost by having in-country presence in Cuba to make sure that we take full advantage of what we think is a market that, at the end of the day, American agriculture should dominate.
The Obama administration also wants to cut support for crop insurance in two ways. First of all, they want to reduce subsidies for revenue insurance policies that ensure the price at the time of harvest. Then the second would reform prevented planting coverage, cutting the amount of subsidy for the actual premium that USDA would be providing.
The department has been criticized by Inspector General reports, GAO reports, in terms of the management of the crop insurance program as it relates to preventive planting. So, in part, what is being proposed is a response to the various structures and organizations that Congress has set up and that Congress looks to for improvement in programs. We also believe, given the circumstances, that this is a partnership and a balanced partnership between taxpayers, farmers, and insurance companies. And the reality is that in some of our, in the price harvest loss program, we are funding or subsidizing 62% or so of the premium. That is, the taxpayers are. We think it makes more sense in a partnership that it be closer to 50-50. So that's the reason.
Neither chairman of the agriculture committees, either in the House or the Senate, very impressed with the Obama budget. According to Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas, he says the budget proposal is dead on arrival. He says as farmers and ranchers are faced with the daily uncertainties of weather and volatile market conditions, the Obama administration has once again chosen to attack America's agricultural producers and their ability to manage risk. The president is hitting rural America where it hurts most at a time when USDA estimates that farm income has fallen 56% over the last 3 years. He says the bottom line is you continue to have the administration trying to cut into crop insurance funding and at the same time heaping huge amounts of regulatory burdens that are very costly on America's farmers and ranchers as well. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.